Time now to go out to the phone lines in Bradenton, Florida, where we are joined by Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
So I guess a lot of people are talking about Connor Griffin being reassigned to Indianapolis. What's the Pirates' thought process there?
He just wasn't hitting the last, two or three weeks. Was not on time for the fastball. And if you're in that a hitter, if you're a veteran guy in spring training, if you were him, you'd hope to get that rectified before the season began, because you don't want to go into the regular season and you're just not on time. And what I mean by that is, he's just a little bit late on these balls, and if pitchers see that, well, then you're done for. And that's what was happening in the spring. Now, doesn't mean he can't hit them. He's just not there with his timing right now. And you saw early in spring training, especially he did face some major league pitching early in the spring, but he faced a lot of minor league pitching too. He can absolutely demolish the baseball. And he's also got an advanced hitting approach too. This is a different type hitter mentally. And then obviously physically, he's extraordinary. So for Griffin, to me, I don't think it's going to take him very long. I was thinking if he did make the club, he might be hitting 150 after 2 months. Yeah. But then the next 4 months of the season, he could play at an MVP-type level. I think he's going to be that good that fast, something like that. And so for me, it's absolutely the right decision. Get him down there. Get him on time for the fastball. And that could happen real fast. And if he's ready with the bat, and they deem that he's certainly ready with the glove, he really impressed. He's at least a big league average shortstop now. I think he's a tick above average right now, and only going to get better the way that he works and his skill level too. So for me, you have that guy at shortstop every day. He's going to help your team defensively, and then. Obviously, with the bat, if you can just get him to be a passable major league hitter at some point. Remember, he's only 19. He's only going to get better, and he's going to get better pretty fast. And the sky's the limit with him. So it's going to be fun to watch him, and hopefully in a Pirate uniform not too long from now, too, if he starts hitting down there at Triple-A.
Talking about another Pittsburgh's top prospect, Seth Hernandez. He threw a fastball the other day that people were still talking about, 102-mile-an-hour fastball. What have you seen from Seth?
I haven't seen him. I've never seen him pitch. He was in that prospects game. He was just in high school last year. Guys that can throw hard like that are always interesting because if you're throwing strikes, that was a ball that he throwing strikes. Some hitters are active, and you have a lot to work with. His changeup, apparently, just from what I've heard, is an outstanding pitch. Usually a pitch that. It takes a while to master an older pitcher. A lot of times we'll try to incorporate that as they start to lose a little velocity, but he's already got that pitch apparently. So it seems like he's got an advanced feel for pitching for an 18, 19 year old kid. And so for him, that's another name that you can look at and watch move up the system and play pretty quickly. So the Pirates, Baseball America says they have the best farm system. Pipeline says they have the third best out of the 30 teams. So anyway, you slice it, the Pirates have a lot more talent too that will be coming up either this year or in future years too. So that's what makes this exciting. Not only is the big league club good, but now they've got reinforcements too.
Well, it's almost go time. Thursday, opening day, Pirates-Mets. Has the starting rotation been solidified? Carmen Majenski, did he get the final spot? Or what's the starting rotation as we know it?
Yeah, it's going to be Carmen Majenski. Donnie Kelly was saying yesterday will start the season in the rotation. So in New York, they'll slot it with Skeens, Keller, and then Majenski will start on Sunday in that finale. And then you got Braxton Ashcraft and Bubba Chandler to complete the rotation in Cincinnati on that road trip. I guess that would make Skeens and Keller would start the home opener if they stay on turn like that. So that's how it slots out for the Pirates and for Majenski. He certainly has the talent, the stuff, whatever you want to call it, to be a major league starting pitcher and a pretty good one. It was just a little confounding why it didn't add up for him in years past, but in a conversation I had with him last week, it made a lot more sense once kind of figured it out with him. It's you know, a lot of pitchers, not just him, but a lot of pitchers, they don't initially understand and read swings from hitters, be able to pick up on kind of the nuances of what's happening in the game. You know, what pitch to throw and why, where, and when. And, you know, if the catcher just tells you the sign and you just do it, you're putting a lot of trust in the catcher. But you're the pitcher. You're the one throwing the ball, and it's your ERA, and it's your career there. So I think he's starting to understand that a little bit better of how the game is played. And, you know, a lot of young pitchers don't ever pick up on that stuff. So the fact that he's understanding where he was lacking and getting better at that, I think that's going to allow his stuff to play up, and he's going to be pretty good as a starting pitcher for the Pirates.
According to our colleague John Perotto, I guess there's one roster battle left with three pitchers, Clevinger, Urquidy, and Hunter Barco. Any thoughts on what way the Pirates are leaning? Does that still remain to be seen?
Yeah, they haven't finalized the roster yet. They don't need to until Thursday going into the game in New York. But, you know, a lot of times it's not just the top 26 players or top 13 pitchers. You know, okay, so what is the contract for each guy? Hunter Barco is a young pitcher who could be optioned to the minor leagues. Mike Clevinger is on a minor league contract. If you want him to be on the pitch, to add him to the 40-man roster, that means you have to take somebody off the 40-man roster in order to have him pitch for the Pirates. Jose Urquidy is signed to a major league deal. He's on the 40-man roster. But he's had enough service time. He's had over 6 years of service time. He can't just be sent to the minor leagues. He would have to approve that. And so there's some little roster wrinkles that usually, at the end of spring training. And that's kind of, I think, what's taking place here. They're trying to figure out what they would like to do with those three.
Okay. Joe, get ready to pack up your summer clothes and head back here to Pittsburgh. Talk about opening day Thursday. And can you describe the mood in the locker room? Do you notice anything different from last year? Is there more of a confidence? Is there more of a different vibe this year, an optimism, anything? How does this year compare to previous years? And what are your thoughts as we get ready to start the season?
Yeah, there's optimism. You know, there's more talent. I think that's paramount. You know, if you don't have the players, you're not going to win. I don't care how good you feel about it. But they have better players. The feeling to me comes from the pointed work that they're doing. They're not going about the work in spring training and going through the motions. It's not eyewash. It's I'm trying to keep my bats in the hitting zone longer. That, well, here's a strategy or a drill that can help you do that. Instead of just going up and, you know, all right, let's soft toss or whatever, because we're supposed to do that and justify our jobs. You know, it's like, no, there's none of that going on. It's guys trying to actually get better. The coach is helping them get better, and they're going to get better because of that. So I think we're seeing a lot of difference in that regard this year, and I think that's going to only help the team win more games.
All right, Joe, any parting words from Florida before we get ready to have you back here with us in Pittsburgh?
Make sure you always bring allergy medicine to Florida.
Okay.
That's why I'm coughing. I can't wait to get out of here.
Hang in there, my friend. Hang in there. Well, we look forward to hearing your telecast all year, where you are proud to be part of the Pittsburgh Pirates Radio Network.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks so much. Talk to you again next year.
Yeah, you take care now. There you have Joe Block from Bradenton, Florida. Lucky guy, although I guess the allergies sounding like they're a bit of an issue down there. All right, stay there. More talk, sports, music, all in the mix.
The Beaver County Radio Easter Bunny is hopping his way to our studios with a very special Easter prize package for one lucky winner. Listen now for your chance.